So what day is it today? I'll tell you what day it is. Today is the first day that my little boy will be going to the dentist. Now, I felt super guilty last night trying to explain to him how easy it is to go to the dentist and how painless it is. And whilst in my own soul, I share his fear. It's one thing I'm relatively scared of as a dentist. And I actually only had one really bad experience back in South Africa. But that's kind of set the tone for me. And since then, dentists have been great, actually, saving my teeth from falling out due to drinking too much coffee, I guess. So I kicked off the day today with something, I nearly didn't kick off my day. My wife and I had a bit of a late night last night. She was doing some work. I was just lounging on the couch, eating snacks way past when I should have. And that resulted in me falling asleep on the couch and sleeping on the couch, not because my wife was angry at me, but as she called me to go to bed, I just continued sleeping and at some stage woke up on the couch, which completely and utterly destroyed my rhythm for the day. And that is why I reiterate again that from next week, I need to get back into my consistency in my rhythm because it affects the way I work, it affects my thinking, and it is not good for my frequency. This whole thing is about finding frequency, getting stable. And there's a great book called... And why can't I remember the name of the damn book now? But it's Designing with Constraints. The book is called A Beautiful Constraint. Check it out if you're a designer. It's one thing that I've learned when I was at advertising agency for the first time. Initially, when you start getting these client briefs in and it's got all these limitations and parameters, you go like, these guys aren't giving me freedom. In fact, those limitations is what leads to the best creative work. So I need to set up my frequency so I can focus on my creativity. Monday is the day that I'm going to do this. I also made a few promises about taking a walk outside to do a recording. And talking about that, the recordings I'm doing currently is on a new microphone. Well, a new second-hand microphone, because my wife will probably kill me if I buy another microphone, bring one into this home. And this is a small little Rode thing. It's got a little dead cat on it. You can hear me ruffling its feathers. And I think it'll be a better microphone to use potentially when I'm out and it's a little bit windy. So just to tone down the wind noise a little bit for someone listening to my ramblings. And then, why did I say my day didn't start off well? I set up a meeting with one of my best friends, Jonathan Gull. Now, Jonathan Gull lives in Kelsey, down the road from me. Well, not that down the road. It's quite far away. It's closer to Krakow, if I remember correctly, in Poland. He lives there with his wonderful fiance now. They recently got engaged, Anetka. She's in the medical profession, and Jonathan is a designer himself. He recently went freelance. And I first met Jonathan, and Jonathan's actually, he speaks French and English, but he's got a heavy French accent, which bears the brunt of lots of jokes and fun making. We have a podcast together called Block Thinking, and from time to time we connect and we ramble on about different things. But that being said, and I've said this to Jonathan directly, he's one of my inspirations. I remember when I came to Poland the first time and got on stage to do my talk, the whole catalyst for this Polish adventure, I still remember looking down into the crowd and seeing his face. And after speaking, he came up to me, we connected, and he actually invited me to connect with him because after the talk, I didn't want to just come to Europe, speak, and then go back to South Africa. I thought, let me explore this insane little crazy country I got exposed to. So part of the trip was to go to Krakow. I went to Krakow to go see the sights there. I had this message from this Jonathan guy on my phone, and I thought, I'm lazy. I don't really want to go and meet people now. I just want to hang out. And I said, no, I will go out and meet this guy. And I've never looked back. Jonathan has remained a constant influence in my life since then, in a sense of like inspiring me in a positive way. And partly this whole experiment is because of Jonathan, because one thing I do appreciate about him is very structured when it comes to doing his work, and that is paying off for him at the moment. He also left his permanent employee just before me, I think a year before me. It's been a tough year for him when he left, but now it's really an uptick. He's doing some great projects. I'm super proud, and I'm really interested to see where he's going next, especially now that he's engaged, planning wedding. He's got this whole new Polish family coming up, and he needs to introduce his Polish family to his to his French family because he's originally from Guadeloupe. I think I did mention that. I might have forgotten. And so he's got this interesting mix. And then he's got a brother in Tokyo. So that is also in the mix. So he's got a global reach, Jonathan. And yeah, I dedicate this show to my good mate, Jonathan. And I'll leave it there for now as I prepare myself with a few more sips and a pending phone call to go fetch my wife and my son so that we can go off to the dentist and brace ourselves for my poor boy's first dental experience.